And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Estate Tip of the Week in about 5 minutes. Leonard Mlodinow is the author of Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. It's published by Vintage Books. And we go back to Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, Leonard, one of the interesting things, and this is a fascinating book, the subject is so fascinating, Subliminal is the book's name. One of the fascinating things is, how do we change our political votes based on subliminal messages, not overt ones?
Well, it's a very interesting question. You know, we think we judge people based on their views and their background, but in truth, we judge them by many other things as well. Their voice, the sound of their voice, their looks. There was a very interesting experiment done at Princeton a few years ago where the researcher took pairs of photographs of the candidates, a Democrat and Republican, in dozens of races around the country. And he showed these to subjects who weren't familiar with those candidates. And he showed the faces in pairs really briefly, had to choose who looks more competent. And then he gathered all these statistics, and he predicted the outcome in advance of the races, based purely on who looked more competent. And he was right 70% of the time. So, you know, if you're a swing voter, you're not sure whether it's Democrat or Republican, you think you're weighing some very concrete factors when you're making your decision. But you're really also weighing, obviously, the looks of the person, because otherwise the competent-looking person wouldn't win 70% of the time. So it's really amazing how other signals and cues in our environment affect us, that our decisions.
Now, how do we use what you know and what we know about subliminal to make America healthier and more competitive for jobs? That is, our health care costs are so big we're becoming non-competitive for jobs. Can we use the messages, the subliminal ways, to improve health?
Well, we can certainly use it to improve our outcomes in life. If you raise your consciousness about the subliminal mind and you know how your unconscious is affecting you, and once you're aware of that, your conscious mind can take that into account better, can overrule it. It can keep you from being fooled. Just as we are fooled sometimes by optical illusions, we're also fooled by social illusions. But if we recognize a social illusion, then we can see past that and overcome it. I mean, in general, the unconscious mind is a big help to us, but it sometimes leads us astray. Just as, for instance, if you're voting for somebody based on looks rather than issues. And so what we can do is to have better outcomes and better decisions and therefore less stress in our lives is to be aware better of who we are and why we're behaving, perceiving, and feeling the way we do.
So what you're saying is the way to do this is to overcome the subliminal with the conscious. Could we?
You could overcome. You can also use it to your, you know, there's experiments that show that, you know, when you touch someone, they feel bonded to you. They feel more trust. That it can be a very light touch, a half or a quarter second on, say, your elbow or your shoulder. And there have been experiments, say, with waiters, and they said, touch half of your customers, don't touch the other half. Just as you're talking to them, if you can get a quick touch in, they increased their tips from 14% for those they didn't touch to 17% for those they did touch.
So those servers who touch me at the basketball games, that's why they're doing it. Somebody told the server what to do.
That's right. Well, maybe they instinctively know it. All primates behave that way. And without you realizing it, these touches will make you trust someone more. There was an interesting study they did in France with men. Young men were asked to proposition single women who walked by. They got 10% of the women's phone numbers when they didn't touch them. And when they did, they got 20%. It doubled their success rate. So this has been tested in many different contexts.
If we were to take away one thing from the book on what we should do differently relating to this other than knowledge of it, I guess what would the Star Trek take home? And I should tell, we're talking about Star Trek take home with one of the writers for Star Trek, as well as the author of the book Subliminal and The Drunkard's Walk.
Well, you know, the subtitle of the book is How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. And I think that's the take home, is to realize that what you're perceiving, that you're thinking, what you're aware of thinking is not all that's there. And to go, you know, that realization is the first step. And to go beyond that, to use that information, you have to learn about it. You could read my book or learn about it in some other way. But then you can use what you've learned wisely.
Joe?
Okay. The book is called Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior by Leonard Mlodinow, published by Vintage Books. That's a division of Random House Publishers and Trade Paperback. Time now for Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week.
And this one is 5 steps to mindful meditation and better memory. In the time it takes to listen to this, you can master the basics of meditation and make your brain bigger. Yep, that's a key, by the way, to calorie loss. The bigger your brain, the more calories you use. And believe it or not, your brain uses even more calories per minute than your muscles or your heart or your kidney. Yep, we started our daily practices back when when Dr. Oz and I, doing thoughtful meditation and thought it was just to ease stress. Now we find it reduces inflammation, which reduces aging, heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. And now we know it gets your gray matter growing in the areas that improve learning and memory, your hippocampus. Here's what to do. Find a quiet place to sit, really quiet, where no one will interrupt you. You know, for women with teenage daughters, that's the throne. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, breathe, and learn what a little deep breathing can do for you. Unwind. Gently tense and relax each body part, from your toes to your forehead, so you bring your whole body to stillness. Go blank. When your monkey brain starts chattering, eck, did I pay the electric bill? Slowly inhale through your nose, count 1, 2, 3, and out through your mouth. Repeat a mantra of your choice, like yes, or om, or chocolate, whatever you like. Don't move for 5 minutes. Stay totally still, even if your nose itches. Make you feel in charge and relaxed. You can even go for 10 or 15 minutes if you can. Get up slowly and continue that mindfulness. As you walk or munch on an apple or brush and floss, focus on sensations you usually overlook. Extend that peaceful mind-expanding awareness into corners of your life. Can't you just feel the world calming now? You may need a bigger hat, too. The real age benefit of doing mindfulness and stress management, about 12 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week. Joe?
Now, what if the throne is where the women go to meditate? How about us guys? What's wrong with the throne for us guys trying to meditate someplace?
Well, you can do that too, but usually guys can find places in other parts of their home where no one will bother them.
Okay. That's Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. Udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com is the email address. Your questions, Dr. Mike's answers. And, well, thank you for listening today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.